it's clear that we all have a certain level of cleanliness that we keep in our houses, a certain level that the kitchen looks certainly during dinner time when we serve the kids, the way the kitchen table looks, the way we serve. And if a neighbor would call us an hour before we served and ask if she could come over to join us, we would say sure, and we wouldn't do anything different. If the rabbi of the shul or maybe a principal called and asked to have a dinner meeting with us, we wouldn't serve dinner the way we do normally on a regular weekday. We might actually set the table. We would serve the kids earlier so that it wouldn't be so messy. We would change the way we would behave because we were hosting somebody who was of stature. Certainly if we would get a call from the government that the senator of that state that we're in wants to visit a local family for a meal, we would completely change the way that we would do it. We would sit in the dining room, we would set the table with a regular tablecloth, we'd bring out our fanciest dishes. It would be clear that it was not a regular dinner with our family, that there was somebody special, somebody important who had come to visit. We spoke last week as we introduced the concept of Shabbos being the day that Hashem's presence is revealed, where everything else stops, our creative activity comes to a rest, and we're able to perceive His presence in this world in a way that's different, with a greater perception than we generally can. And the way that begins to manifest itself actually starts way before Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, as we begin to prepare. How much we recognize that something special is about to take place. How we set the table, how we clean the house, how we feel a guest is coming to visit. The sages describe Shabbos as a gift. It's not our own work, our own mitzvah, our own service of Hashem which brings in the sanctity of Shabbos. The sanctity of Shabbos comes from Hashem as His presence is felt, and it's our job to greet that, and we have to receive that gift. And therefore our job is wanting to receive that gift, and that begins on Friday. Shabbos is actually unique. The Torah describes in Parshas Bishalach the mitzvah to prepare before Shabbos. V'heichinu es asher yaviu, you will prepare that on the sixth day, that which you will bring, referring to the man. The only yontif where the mitzvah is specifically described, that there's a mitzvah to prepare for it. And the sages of the Talmud are recorded as going out of their way on their own that they should do things to prepare for Shabbos, whether or not it was cooking the fish, cleaning the house, preparing the candles as many men have accustomed to do for their wives to light. In fact, it's actually mentioned in the Halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should do something himself to prepare for Shabbos, and no one should ever dare say, it's beneath me to prepare for Shabbos. Whatever it may be, sweeping, cleaning, getting ready, the king is coming. We're going to greet the Shabbos queen, and it's not beyond anybody to do so. And in fact, that's the mitzvah of hachanah, of preparing for Shabbos, which says, through our actions, that we recognize what's taking place. Rashi quotes that in the ninth plague, the plague of darkness, while the Jews were in Egypt, that many of the Jews themselves perished. And the reason why darkness descended upon Egypt was that the Egyptians shouldn't realize. And why did those Jews die? Rashi comments they were Rishoyim, they were evil people. And what was so evil about them, Rashi says? Lo ratzu lihi goel. They didn't want to be redeemed, they didn't want to leave. And when things are so large, topics, issues, redemption, you can't be redeemed if you don't want it. Reb Shimshon Pinkus writes, it's the same concept with Shabbos. The gift is so enormous, the presence of God Himself coming to reveal Himself in the world. You have to want it. And the way that we show that we want it is specifically in the way that we prepare for it. That shows how much we believe that we're being visited by something special. How does our Shabbos table look before Shabbos as we're preparing it? How do we go about all of our preparations for Shabbos in the sense that I recognize the king is coming? Are my shoes shined? Did I take the time to properly prepare my room? Is it clean? Would I welcome the king into a room that looked like this? If I really felt the king was coming, I wouldn't just throw my stuff into the closet and close the door behind it. I would make sure that I spent the time and that every aspect of my house was clean and was prepared, because the king is coming. And when the king visits my house is going to look appropriate. The children are going to understand, they're going to spend the time cleaning up, I'm going to clean up after them if I need to. Whatever it takes, my house will look ready for when Shabbos comes. So that when we sit down to the meal, it's not the end of a long week that I'm so exhausted, I can't wait to go to sleep and just finish this already. It's a meal that's set for a king, a house that's been prepared recognizing the gift that's about to descend upon us, the gift of Hashem's presence on Shabbos.